102.9 KVLX. Dream Team in the morning. It's time for
Beg Your Pardon.
We got Ryan on this morning with the Dream Team. What's up, Ryan? How are you, man?
Hey, man. Doing good, guys. Thanks for taking my call on this one.
Yeah, we understand you need our help this morning. So go ahead and run it on down. What's going on between you and your wife, Denise, and why are you seeking a pardon?
So look, me and Denise, we're having baby again, right? So we're all excited.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much. We're excited. We went to go get an ultrasound, and when we got the ultrasound, they let us know that it was twin girls, right?
Oh, wow. Big deal.
Big deal. And I'm super excited, and I feel so blessed. But I kind of slipped up because, you know, we have two other girls, and I was like, oh, come on. Just kind of half joking, you know, I just want a baby boy.
You try to will it into a boy, Ryan?
Yeah. You know, the whole ride there, I was like, boy, girl, two boys. Boy, girl, two boys. Boy, girl, two boys.
Right.
And, I mean, let me call record, though, too, man. I am nothing but blessed. I have two baby girls coming with a woman that I love, and we have two other beautiful daughters, and they're going to be great sisters. But, you know, to all the fellas listening, you guys know.
Right.
No, you just...
Yeah, just a case of bad timing. I mean...
It was stupid for me. It was stupid for me to say that at that moment.
But it would be nice to have a boy around the house. I get it. Yeah. I know where you're coming from.
Okay, Ryan, once again, go ahead and tell us what had happened and why you are seeking this pardon this morning.
I messed up when we were going to get the ultrasound. Me and Denise were expecting twins again. And when we went to get the ultrasound... Like a dummy, when I found out we were having baby girls again, I was like, oh, come on. Can I get a boy?
Man, what a guy
man,
move.
No. Yeah, you know I was joking.
Yeah.
But I get it.
But let me just be honest with you.
I get why it was weird.
I had a daughter already, and I was hoping that my second kid was going to be a son. I just knew I was going to have a son. And when I found out it was girl, I did have that one moment.
Right.
I didn't blurt anything
out.
See,
I was going to say, keep it to yourself.
Yeah, self-restraint there, Tony.
I did have that one little moment, but then I was just kind of like, but I didn't say anything. But then once I laid my eyes on her, it was done. It was done for. I was over with. I was in love. So, yeah, I can understand
and guys,
a little bit.
And the thing is, you know, I'm so blessed and happy that we're having two more girls. I love it. It was just a dumb guy moment. It was a dumb guy moment.
And so you just want to apologize and just seek a pardon. Now, she was really upset that bad?
I think so. I think it just, you know, it hurt her feelings. I don't know, man. I think it just hurt her feelings to think that I wasn't excited. But I was. It was just a dumb guy move.
Right.
Yes. Everybody's very emotional at that moment. I get it.
Right. One of those things. Foot in the mouth disease, they call that. So what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and get her on the phone, man, and we're going to see if she's going to grant you a pardon. Denise, good morning. Welcome to the Dream Team.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello, Denise.
What's it like having two girls in your house and two little girls on the way?
Wow.
You know, I love my girls. I love my girls. And I was excited to find out we were having another set of twins. They're my life, and I think any healthy baby is a blessing.
So how are the two babies you have already? I know they're the cutest, and you love them, like, just so much.
Yeah, they're great, you know? They're just like mommy's little girls. We're twins. We go everywhere together. I'm excited to have a new set. It's going to be a house full of girls, and I'm excited about that.
This is about to be the loudest house on the block, I guarantee
you. I am telling you. It's going to be Barbie clothes everywhere. Now, how was Ryan when he found out about the girls? The second set of twin girls here.
You know, it really bummed me out. We were in that, that's supposed to be something that we're so excited about. We're finding out the sex of our babies. We went in and I just had butterflies in my stomach. And when I found out,
no, you had babies in your stomach. Those weren't butterflies. Those were babies.
Okay. Right. But you know, when they told us they were having two girls, he instantly sighed. You could just tell right on his face how bummed out he was for it. And you know, I wanted this to be a special moment, and it just really bummed me out. It really bummed me out. I went home and I cried that day. It was supposed to be something special, and it turned out something just really sad for me.
Did he realize in that moment that he made a mistake, or did it take him a minute before he caught on to that?
You know, it took him a hot minute. On the way home, that's when he started apologizing and saying, you know, I messed up.
Wow.
But you do understand how guys are. You know, you got two girls at home. You know, he wants that son. He wants that chip off the old block. So you do understand that.
Junior. Everybody wants Junior.
Yeah, I understand that. But does he understand that I'm carrying two babies in my stomach right now? And it's not easy. It's not easy. I'm emotional. I've got all these hormones going. You know, I need his support. I need him to be there for me. I really wanted him to be excited about this. And it just, you know, bummed me out. I don't want that juju in the world when I'm trying to put these two healthy, beautiful girls into our lives.
That's fair. Well, you know what? We have somebody on the phone lines that would just like to speak to you for a few moments if you give him a chance. Ryan, go ahead. Denise is here on the line.
I should have never made that comment, but the minute I did, I should have said this. I should have told you that there is nothing that's going to make me happier in life than raising our two new babies with our two daughters and our big family being together, and you being the woman that I don't even deserve, but I'm so lucky to have. I should have said all that, and I apologize so much because I know how much you're going through. It was a dumb guy moment, and I'll never say something that stupid again, which we both know I will, but I'll never mean to.
He's an honest man. I like an honest guy. He knows himself well.
Yeah.
So how do you feel, Denise?
You know, Ryan, I appreciate you coming on here and trying to make it right, but I'm still bummed out about this. I'm not over it yet. And, you know, I just want you to be excited about these girls and just know that we're going to be this big house of girls, and you're going to have to buy lots of nice gifts for our four daughters to make up for it because, you know, you messed up.
Wow. So there's no pardon? Not right
you
now?
You know what? Right now, I'm too emotional and hormonal to grant a pardon today. I'm sorry, Ryan. You just got to make it up to us.
Make him suffer a little bit.
There we go.
I don't blame you, Denise. You got to learn.
Like she said, she is the one carrying around two human bodies right now. So, I mean, the hormones are raging. So, I'm sorry, Ryan, you did not get your pardon. But you know what? You got a little work to do. You can work it out. Just be sweet around the house and get ready, like she says, to take care of them other girls. He goes, you're going to have a house full, my brother. But, you know, like I said, thanks for reaching out to us. This is how we do it every single weekday on Beg Your Pardon Bay Area. Go to KBLX.com. Click on to Beg Your Pardon to have your scenario played out, just like Ryan and Denise. It's your dream team right here on 102.9 KBLX, the best old school throwbacks in R&B.